You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 53. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie. And this week we talked with Aaron Knight, who is a senior programmer analyst over at SUNY ESF. For those of you that don't know where ESF is, it's right next to Syracuse University. And Aaron and I actually have fun friendship connections. So we first met through our professional lives at a conference, but then we quickly realized, thanks to Twitter, that we actually have another thing in common. We are both members of Alpha Phi Omega and work as volunteer staff members up here in New York. So we got to walk down memory lane a little bit, but then Logan got kind of jealous because he's not an APO. So Logan and Aaron talked a lot about where or how they met and where exactly that happened too.
Yep. We also talk about several events that are happening on campuses in New York State. And we talk about the potential PR issues that an institution would have in dealing with these particular things. I know. You'll find out when you listen to the show. On a positive note, Jackie and I both had folks from our institutions that were in the Grammys and they got nominated and such. So we talk about that and the results of those nominations. And then we go on a random tangent about, of all people, Kanye West. We hope you enjoy this episode of Higher Ed Social.
See, I feel like I'm going to have bad connectivity problems again because I'm already hearing the crackly like last time.
Well, I'll turn off video because I don't want to have to use the elevator music again.
I know, I'm sorry. Last show, my internet was like not cool and it kept like cutting out and I would just get knocked out of the show. It was very sad.
That's handy.
Yeah.
It always is.
Shut things down.
I've had connectivity issues and I have, I think, 50 megabit Fios to the house and I think everything's in revolt. It's just too freaking cold.
Yeah.
Honestly, I found that the only way to get Comcast to give you stable, awesome internet is to get business class.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's same with Time Warner. Never went there. I've just finally moved somewhere where Fios was an option.
Yeah. I should have Google Fiber sometime in the next
year. We'll never get that here.
I have a Google Fiber waddle bottle.
What does that?
Waddle bottle.
A water bottle.
I have Time Warner and I get in fights with them all the time and it's really sad because I can't even threaten to like go to another provider because I'm not allowed to have anyone other than Time Warner. So I can't be like, well, I'm leaving. And then they'll be like, no, like you can pay less money and we'll give you better internet.
Go monopolies.
I can't leave.
just wait until they're part of Charter. My wife had a heck of a time with them in college. So she's like, yep, that's what saved you from leaving Verizon. They're even worse than Time Warner's worst.
Really?
Comcast isn't,
I didn't think
super
it was possible.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's possible.
That was possible. Oh, the problems of the internet. That is for sure.
First world problem.
First, I don't think anybody has ever found a cable company that they truly like.
That's a good
That's not exactly a likable type of thing.
Yeah. I've never heard exclusively positive reviews of a provider before. We've had a lot of Wi-Fi related drama on campus because apparently the Wi-Fi is really slow. So apparently everyone loves to complain about it, but I'm always wired. So,
Well, what I've learned
fastest
is
complaint out of any college student.
Oh my God. Yeah. The Wi-Fi sucks. I can't stream Netflix on 6 different TVs.
Yeah, I know. That's maybe if you weren't all streaming Netflix.
Seriously.
But hey, I'm not going to complain. I'm a cord cutter. I just, I don't try to watch Netflix at work or anything like that. So I don't. It works fine
like
for me.
You do try to watch Netflix.
Actually, no, I don't. I find it very distracting.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's television.
So that's why I listen to music.
I find it very, of course it's distracting. I would hope it would be distracting or else it's really bad TV. What are you Netflixing? Oh, wait, before I ask that question, even though I already did. Aaron, welcome to the show. Why don't you introduce yourself to our wonderful listeners at home?
Sure. I'm Aaron Knight, Farkle on Twitter, which is what everybody in Hyatt Web certainly knows me as. Professionally, I'm a senior programmer analyst for information systems for the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry in Syracuse. Beyond that, I'm heavily involved in APO, which actually Jackie is my Hyatt Web APO crossover.
That is a great story. Really.
How did we figure out that we actually met the second time in Buffalo?
I saw it on my time hop, I would say a couple months ago, because I distinctly remember it was after my first ever Hyatt Web conference. And so I had like somehow either, I think I probably met you in Buffalo at that conference, but I followed you on Twitter and I saw you tweet something that alluded to Alpha Phi Omega. And I was like, this is really weird. Like, I don't even know this guy, but like, I know that we have, like, that we've been in the same room. And so I tweeted at you like, poke, poke, are you an Alpha Phi Omega? Like, what's the deal? And you are.
Oh, yes. They can't get rid of me. This semester is actually makes 10 years in Alpha Phi Omega.
Really?
Wow.
Frightening.
I'm at 5.
I'm at 0.
We can talk all about it.
Yeah, we can talk about something Logan can't join in on.
Aaron, you're actually APO higher ed crossover number 2 on the show because we've had Tom Southard on the show.
Yes, you did.
And so I'm trying to run the gamut of everyone that is an APO and also works in higher ed. So you are number 2.
Listeners, I just want to remind you all that you can't get mad at me because I talk about Star Wars sometimes.
I was just about to say, Logan, like, this is my version of Star Wars and I don't do it nearly as much like at all. I only do it when we have guests on the show that are an APO. And so far, it's only been Tom and Aaron. Surprise. There are a lot of people, though, I think, that stay.
Well, I can honestly say I've known Aaron longer than you have.
That is a good point. That is
so,
a true fact.
So, there's that.
Yes.
I don't even know how long I've known you.
I forget. Were you in Milwaukee, the first one?
Yeah. HTML.
So, probably there.
Yep.
Oh, yes. And not Jared.
Not Jared. And, and Hella Drop Shadow.
Oh, I did miss that conference. I've heard all about it.
Yeah, because you were in high school.
Ha ha.
I'm kidding. You were in college, I think.
Yeah.
What year?
2009.
What semester?
Fall.
Fall.
I just started college.
That makes us feel a lot better.
Because I graduated.
Sure. Better. We'll go with that. Why not?
How long have you been at ESF, Aaron?
I actually hit 8 years at ESF next week, actually.
That's so exciting. Yeah.
10 days from now.
Happy anniversary.
So,
yeah, it'll be 8 years at Belmont for me in March.
Special? Oh, sorry. What did you say, Logan?
It'll be 8 years for me at Belmont in March.
That's so exciting. Oh. I mean, 10 years is a pretty big anniversary, though. Do they give you stuff? I know some places will give you, like, a pin or a certificate.
Yeah, we get a pin, I think.
How fun. See, if I were you, I would wear that pin every day for my 10th year. Yeah. I did it. 10 years, man. Check it out.
Well, the last time they did the recognition, I think, somebody got their 40 or I think a pin for 45 years of service. I'm like, why don't you just retire? We have pensions. We're state employees. We do actually have a retirement system. You could actually go home and not work for once.
Maybe ESF is just such a great place to work.
It can be.
I didn't mean to put you in such an awkward political.
Yeah, well, no, it's a great institution that is currently going through some transitional drama. And that's probably about as far as I want to delve into in that direction.
Listen, everyone has drama. It's okay.
You're like, oh, yeah. No, academic governance meetings for this semester have been, and the last semester have been, well worth attending, even if you're not a voting member or, you know, faculty at all. They've been good entertainment. I probably could have popped a bag of microwave popcorn just from the hot air in the room. It's been a rocky couple of weeks.
Yep. I feel like it goes in waves. Like, then you're destined, you know, you're destined to be, to have, like, good things come after you get through the hard stuff.
That's a very positive way to look at that.
Yes, no. Maybe not. Maybe we're not so happy.
Yeah.
All right.
It'd be great.
I wish we don't really have a lot of drama going on, I don't think. If we do, I've been ignorant to it, which I guess is better than being a part of it. It's been good.
One of the colleges in Albany is having plenty of drama.
Yes, it is not my college, yes.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, thankfully. St. Rose is going through a lot of crazy right now. It's very interesting. When I see other colleges, like, I'm going to have to look it up. They had a president that was saying some pretty awful stuff about drowning bunnies.
What college is this?
Mount St. something.
Was it Mount? I don't want to misquote because that would be really bad.
I know it was a Catholic
school,
and it's a president who's very not.
I just Googled drowning bunnies. I should probably read
Mount St. Mary.
I searched terms. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right. You drown the or shoot bunnies. You just Google search Mount St. Drowned Bunnies, and you get them.
Is that who did it end up being?
Yeah, Mount St. Mary.
So, you know, I watch these things happen at other schools, and it's kind of like, this won't happen. Like, you cross your fingers, like, I hope this doesn't happen to me, especially being in marketing and kind of the front lines, especially because I work on social media, like the front lines sometimes. Not that I'm the one that's making the decisions or crafting the communications, but it's still kind of scary to think like, could this happen on my campus?
Well, their faculty voted 87-3 on Friday to ask him to resign.
Yes, I did remember seeing that.
When the faculty senate's not on your side, it's usually not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were dancing ever closer to that direction, but not nearly as publicly, thankfully.
That's good. Well, now it's because you're on this really popular podcast. We have 7 million listeners, actually. So, sorry.
Hey, sorry, yep.
Communications team at ESF. Aaron just screwed the pooch on that.
Well, entertainingly, I spent the first 5 years at ESF as part of their communications team. So,
oh, really?
So, yeah, it's public web is under communications, and I started there. I've been in my current office for about 2.5 years now. So I still know all of them, but keep in touch with all of them.
Right.
The whole 100 feet from my office, because ESF is small.
Yeah.
It's been interesting to sort of watch both campus reaction side and then talk to them and be like, yes, oh, what's really happening? And try to tap the undercurrent at the same time and see where things really stand. And I have no freaking clue what's going on. it's been a blast.
You gotta have some challenges. Like when you approach your 10th year, they're not gonna make it easy on you.
Oh, we'll have given what my own office is facing in the next 2 to 5 years. I have more direct job-related job security than anybody could possibly want, in part because it's at the moment it is my job, at least half of my job is literally perpetuating technologies and keeping something going that really just should have died a long time ago. Yay for ancient software.
Well, yeah, I mean, higher ed doesn't move quickly sometimes.
Yeah, I write new software in technologies that nobody should have written in since 1999 for work on a regular basis.
This is a
problem.
So is that why you're there for 10 years? Is because you don't have any current skills? You only have like skills from the 90s?
Watch it.
That was supposed to be funny. I hope you laughed. Because I wasn't serious about my affiliates. Unless that actually is the case, in which I'm so sorry.
Yeah. What our student information system is written in is the same technology that I was learning in intro VoTech computer science courses in my freshman year of high school, and that's not healthy for anybody. It's a challenge.
Listen, like I said, it's not going to come easy. 10 years.
No.
It's not going to come easy. That is for sure.
Things don't typically come easy.
No, not so good.
Things do.
It got above freezing today?
I mixed caramel coffee mate with Irish cream like coffee stuff, and it made a very good flavor that I was not expecting.
That was a really nice story. I'm glad you shared that.
Yeah, so Jackie has a happy story. What's your happy story, Jackie?
Well, it was cool. So it doesn't have the happiest ending, but it's still kind of cool. So we had an alum who was nominated for a Grammy, and it is not her first Grammy.
Cool.
She was the first, I wrote the story and I can't remember. She was the first female to be nominated. She's a music or a master engineer is her title. And she was like the first female to be nominated in some category, which I can't remember right now, for her work with the Foo Fighters years ago. And then she was the first female to be nominated in this category tonight, because we are obviously recording in the past, friends, in this category. So now she's like she's got multiple Grammy noms and multiple Grammy awards, and like has worked on over 2,000 albums and has been the first female in not one but two different categories at the Grammys to be nominated. Cool. And so I was watching the feed today at work, because fun fact, I've actually been to the Grammys. That's a fun fact about me that I'm going to toss out there. But so before that like big show with like Lady Gaga and like all these people playing, they have kind of like small version of the Grammys the incredibly efficient version of the Grammys, as in there are no ridiculous musical numbers, and like they announce the nominees and they announce the winner and the speeches are short and it's really nice. And so I was watching the feed of that today, and unfortunately our alum did not win in her category, but I think that's so cool to be nominated and be the first female in her category, so that was really cool.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. So,
and I realize now, midway through that story, that I shouldn't have told that story, because Logan works at Belmont. And so Logan's going to go
off. One of our professors has already won a Grammy.
Yeah. Were any of your alum the first female in their category twice? Didn't think so.
How can you be the first female twice in the same category?
It's not the same category. It's two separate categories.
Oh, okay. So
back when she did the Foo Fighters, or when she was nominated for her work with the Foo Fighters, she was the first female in that category. I just can't remember the names of these categories. And now she's the first female in this category for tonight.
I can't help it that Belmont's a music school with a bunch of people who've won Grammys.
I know. You just don't have to be so condescending about how I think.
I wasn't trying to be.
I just think it's cool.
Unlikely to be involved within Grammys in any way, shape, or form.
You're at ESF.
So. Yeah. primarily an engineering and science school.
Yeah. But your students invent cool things or like cure cancer or make robots. I'm just making
this. Maybe. Yeah.
They learn better ways to chop down trees for sure.
Yes. And plant them and make paper out of them and all sorts of other fun things. It's an interesting place for sure.
Wood is an important natural resource that is renewable.
Our current big thing is shrub willow.
Shrub willow.
Because you can harvest it for wood pellet, for steam generation, all sorts of things. And we've been using it for environmental remediation. So it's really good. It's fast growing and good for, we're using it. We have a basically super fun site lake here in the Syracuse area, Onondaga Lake. And we're using it as part of the cleanup effort as part of the remediation works. So it's actually, and then we're using it to power and heat half of our campus. So it's actually kind of interesting.
Oh, that's cool. Works out. That's really
about that's about the limits of what I know about what we're doing with shrub willow.
Well, they probably don't give you too much about it. Yeah. Do you feel like I guess I take for granted my position because I feel like with social media and marketing, I'm kind of like in tune to everything that's happening. Like I'm kind of in the know. Do you feel like you are separated? Like you wish you were more in the community, not in the community you are, but like aware of like small random things going on? Or is it like cool that you're not? Because sometimes it's obnoxious. Because when you know about every single bake sale that they're having, it's not only annoying, but it gets you really fat.
I don't know. My office is in the basement. I'm your typical IT basement dweller. But I make a point of being out and connected with what's going on campus. So at least there's that.
Yeah.
Being an advisor to the local APO chapter helps keep tabs on what's going on campus. Otherwise I have no idea. but no, I don't get out of the building I'm in very particularly often.
Yeah.
On the bright side, we only have 7 total, so it's not like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I'm not everywhere, but I'm not. We're a very compact campus.
Right.
So, I'm just in the building where pretty much all administrative offices are. And one of our largest departments.
Really? So, how big is your team?
My direct team is 3 people.
Oh, really?
Two programmers and my supervisor, who also is a working dev.
Yeah.
Our entire IT structure, top to bottom, is 11 people when fully staffed.
Wow.
And that's. Well, it should be more than that to get done what we really need to get done, but an awful lot of ESF offices are sort of stripped to that bare bones, many, many hands, not so happening.
Well, that's good.
The joys of a small college setting where if you do lots of stuff yourself, it really doesn't, the administrative burden doesn't really scale down quite necessarily the way we by necessity have scaled it down. Mm. It's like I said, job security in many ways by sheer virtue of perhaps nobody else wants to do 3 different people's jobs in one job for one paycheck.
Why not? It's lots of fun.
I mean,
you never get bored.
To be fair, that's a higher ed thing in general, but
right.
We take it probably a little more extreme than a lot of campuses do. So,
well, you know.
It's a thing.
It happens. That is for sure. Our team has been growing on the flip. The communications department was recently pulled out from under advancement and got their own vice president. So now they're their own communications and marketing department, which houses our print media, press release, PR. Our web team is under there. And then we have digital engagement is under there too. So it's been kind of cool. It's been a neat adjustment to be a part of. It's been fun to watch, that's for sure. I didn't think it was that common, but apparently it is to have a separate vice president.
I've seen it from time to time. I mean, last week we had Annie. She was an example of that.
Yep.
So
that is true, yeah. So I guess I'm just, I don't know. I didn't think it was that. I knew it existed, but I didn't think it was common. So
it's more and more these days.
It's been fun. It's been cool because we're all physically in the same space, which I mean, I'm pretty sure they were all physically in the same space before, but that helps for collaboration. It's a lot easier to just get up and walk to someone's office and say like, hey, real quick, instead of trying to deal with email chains, which I'm totally over email chains.
ESF, I think communications when I was there was under a vice president for enrollment management and marketing. So he was over financial aid and undergraduate admissions and communications. And now I think they're a direct report to our college president, which is a different structure than yours for sure. But I don't know. Well, it's only been that way for, I think, not even a year at this point. So interesting to see where that will go.
So have you seen all these like Kanye West tweets that are happening that is getting like attention for whatever reason? And I never think
that Kanye gets attention for whatever reason.
I was going to say, I never think Kanye deserves attention.
Yeah. I try to tune that out.
He's been like asking Mark Zuckerberg to like pay off debts or something, like his personal debt. I haven't really been following. I've just been like,
he claims he's like $50 million in the hole. And for some reason,
it's like,
not
Kanye,
quite sure why.
No one feels bad for you.
Like, not even a little.
I can't feel bad. I cannot feel bad. But I was joking with my team today and I really kind of want to just do it. I want to change our Twitter strategy at Skidmore, and I just want to tweet like the way Kanye tweets in like half sentences and like lots of like ellipses and just like random stuff that like doesn't have any meaning. Like, I want to start tweeting like that and see how it goes.
I don't think we're cool enough to tweet like that.
Skidmore definitely is, so I'll let you know how it works out. AKA, it's never happening. But
not even a little.
It would be hilarious.
That would be a fun last day thing.
I quit. Also, I scheduled all these tweets and I locked the password. Then it's gonna sound like Kanye.
Wow.
So apparently the theme of this episode is how to get fired really, really quickly.
Maybe that's why I'm being so quiet.
Surprise, me and Aaron don't have jobs next week. Will anyone hire us?
I'll still be here.
I can tweet like Kanye.
My job security is secured, at least unless I commit a felony. So that'd be bad. There are some advantages to being a state employee here and there.
Good for you. I mean, I don't think I'm going to tweet like Kanye. I would like to keep my job.
Yeah, that'd be bad. That would probably be bad for your career prospects.
Yeah, that'd be pretty... Like, so, tell us about why you were fired from your last job. I was tweeting like Kanye from a college account. I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Wow.
Look at all these retweets we got, guys.
Oh. Half of them with the comment, what the heck is in the water at Skidmore?
Something be coming out of them springs at Saratoga.
Well,
Haha, I made a New York joke and I'm not from New York.
You did it. I'm so proud of you. Look at you.
I know there are springs at Saratoga. That's all I know. And I know Saratoga Springs is where Skidmore is, so I win.
Would you even be able to put where my institution is on a map?
I'm sure it's in a forest somewhere.
Not even a little.
No, it's not. It's in a city.
We have several forests, but no, campus is actually in the middle of a city.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
it's a nice city. I like Syracuse.
Yeah.
There's lots of oranges there.
We are literally in the shadow of Syracuse University's Carrier Dome.
Must be nice.
Dead center, more or less dead center of the state. We have a special relationship with Syracuse University in so many ways, but our students get the advantage of being attached but not attached to a Division I major university for all of the fun that goes with that, for SUNY tuition, SUNY public tuition, and incredibly specialized programs. So it's an interesting blend to see, and for the most part it actually works pretty nicely.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about being next to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
I think Belmont stands very much apart from Vanderbilt. Our students sometimes go to their sports ball games, the ones with that you hit with your feet, but that's about it. Because Vanderbilt's football team, I love them to death. I don't think they've won a game for a while.
Basketball, right?
With your feet?
Basketball's the one with the really small.
It's where they get the wicker baskets and they tie them to your feet and you try and catch the ball.
And it's on ice, right?
Right. I think you're talking about baseball.
Oh, you're right. I get the two confused all the time. They're so similar.
Okay, Ben.
Well, with that, I think we're probably out of time. I just looked at the clock. It is late. But thanks, Aaron, for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Awesome.
Despite the ridiculous turn our discussion has taken.
Well, you know. Isn't that sort of the idea?
Well, you know, people love the sports they love.
For all of you listeners that made it this far, please subscribe to us online. We're higher ed.social. We are on iTunes and on Stitcher now. We also really like to get reviews because we haven't had any feel-good reviews in like ever, and we just want to know that you still love us. Or if you hate us, we just want to know. So please leave us a review online. And if you want to be on the show, definitely send us a tweet because we want awesome people like you on the show. So tweet us at HES Podcast, and we'll see you next time.